Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Head of the House, the leader in insight, information, and education in real estate, finance, lifestyle, and information. Hosted by Lewis Howard, your leading voice for the 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond. And now here he is, Lewis Howard.
Hey, thanks, Don. Hey, welcome to another edition, a special edition of Head of the House. I'm Lewis Howard. Thank you for joining. Thank you for downloading, e-listening, emailing, as you've been able to get a whole show. Thank you, Blog Talk Network, and around the world. As Head of the House gets to be a part of this vast resource of information and knowledge. We are your voice for the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. We want to impart wisdom and knowledge to help you, male, female, short, tall, black, white, wherever you come from, be the best head of your house. You know, someone asked me, is this designed for men or guys? No, it's designed for anyone that is the CEO of your house in your life. Many women are running households, and many dads, single dads are running households, joint parents, singles out of school, whoever it is, and you've got to make decisions which direct your journey in your life is what it's about. So this is a special edition of our show today because it's a big time in sports, and you don't really even have to be a big sports fan to appreciate that is Super Bowl. And so watching all of the festivities and things leading up to the show, you get to hear some of the behind-the-scenes stories. And being from the Northwest, go Seahawks, pulling for the Seahawks, but even on the Broncos side as well, guys like Demaryius Thomas and a couple of the other players, you get to hear some of the background stories. You know, I always say everybody's got a story. Everybody's got somewhere that they've come from that really creates a message, a sharing point, a testimony about your life. And so particularly talking about, you know, some of the men that are featured in this game that's to play on Sunday in the biggest stage of sports, really, and to hear some of the background stories. And many talked about their vision, their dream, where they came from. And so I thought it would be perfect today to really do a show about how to protect your dream. Okay, first of all, you got to get one, and then you got to protect it. And I think that everybody that has listening to the sound of my voice, if you don't have a dream, I want to encourage you to get one. It's never too late. If you're 80 years old and listening to me, it's never too late to get a dream, to have a vision about something in your life. You know, a lot of talk of legacy these days, and that's one of the things that you hear about a lot in sports. You know, what will Manning, Peyton Manning's legacy be, and what will this person's legacy be? So all of a sudden, the last several years, that's been a big conversation. And usually you didn't hear that until after the person has retired and they're in their 70s and 80s and you talk about legacy. But now that conversation comes in much earlier into a person's life. Even I have been thinking about legacy for the last, you know, several years. And so, but you can't have a legacy unless you have a dream, unless you've had something that you have fought for and held on to and finished, and now at the end you really let the dream speak for itself and it really turns into your legacy, your thing that you are leaving behind. You know, I spent 20-some years in real estate and housing and development, marketing and so forth, And it's really a what I would call a transitional business. There's no Hall of Fame in real estate, right? There is no place that you go to and learn the history of everybody that has ever sold a home in real estate or ever did a mortgage or ever built a house. There's not really places, organizations that try to keep up with what's going on in the industry, but there's not really a Hall of Fame. The only time you get mentioned within real estate is that if you've done something that has made you stand out above the rest and maybe you received a certain award or something of that nature. But for the most part, it's a transitional business, transient business, and you come in, you do your career, you make whatever money you make, adult make, spend it, do whatever, and then you retire and you're done after maybe 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. In football and sports, it's very different because there's Hall of Fame, there are history, NFL films that really track the history of every player that's ever played the game. And it was interesting watching some of the old footage of people that I forgot ever played or never knew their name, but they're part of the legacy of the NFL history. But each one of those players, every individual player had to have some sort of dream. And many of their dream was to get to the Super Bowl. And an interesting statistic for you, that only, you know, 3% of the players that ever suit up in an NFL uniform ever make it to the Super Bowl. So that means that 97%, if it's their dream or their goal to go to the Super Bowl, they're not going to realize that 3%, which is a rare and unique number. So that's a little perspective on how these guys have to look at it. And, you know, I've gotten to know many players, NBA players and past and present and NFL players just during the course of my business and some of my social engagements and so forth. And you get a chance to, you don't get a chance to talk to them a lot in depth, but you get a chance to listen to them and see and hear kind of how they interact. And you realize the importance of them having that dream because many of them come from broken places. And many of them come from places that maybe you and I have never experienced or you just don't really relate to. But, you know, Marshawn Lynch, for example, was sharing how he came from Oakland and he used to have to wear the same pair of pants and shirt to school for a week, that there were nights that he didn't have any food to eat. Right, I don't think he's making it up. I think that's real. And that he grew up on streets where, you know, drugs and prostitutes and those kinds of things was just a daily part of his life. That would affect your dream. Now, you contrast that with someone who grew up in suburbia, right? And you know, the white picket fence, the station wagon, or the minivan, depending on your age, or, you know, and never having to, just have to go to school and do their work and grow up. Now, contrast the difference between that, and yet those two people can have a dream. So it's really about, you know, have a dream. I talk about that in my book, From Here to There, Chapter 11, about the importance of having a dream. And so really I want to share with just, you know, a couple stories and really some principles that I think that you need to have if you have a dream, whether it's to be whatever it is. It's to be a football player. Maybe it's to be a movie star. Maybe it's to write a hit record. Maybe it's to be the biggest real estate agent in the United States or the biggest mortgage representative in the United States, whatever it is, the biggest home builder, whatever it is that is your dream, you've got a responsibility to find it, follow it, and finish it. That's really what it is. And your dream really is your future because if you grow up in an environment where you got broken streets and windows and relationships and that's what you're seeing, if you don't have something better than that within, that really does become your future. You know, at age 7, I had already had 3 mothers and 3 fathers. I moved around, you know, roughly 8 different times between graduating, you know, being 7 and graduating high school. So in 12 years, moving 8 times. In 12 years, going to 8 different schools. Always the new kid on the block, and I shared that last week in the segment. We're talking about overcoming your fears and so forth. So it's hard to put down roots when you come from those kind of dysfunctional environments. And even if you come from what we call hard-working families, where they're blue-collar, middle-class, And you don't necessarily get to have a dream there either, because you're just trying to keep up with the Joneses and keep the bills paid and that so forth. And many of those kids' first seeds of dreams comes from watching other people who have achieved their dreams. There have been several NFL players who have talked about how they saw someone on TV. And how many of you have seen someone else doing something that you thought, I want to be that person. I want to be a politician. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a doctor. I want to be in that place. It really starts with that, right, that you get a vision of somebody else doing something that you imagine yourself doing. We were listening to one of the players, I think it was John Lynch, former Hall of Famer and Dallas Cowboy, was talking about, you know, watching the person make the touchdown and then imitating that. So we have to have things. So the first point is you've got to have a vision to have a dream. You got to have something that you can see, and sometimes that starts maybe with a parent telling you or sharing things with you, or you seeing your parent do something. Many of the NFL guys sharing about their parents playing football and going to games, and that really began their vision and developing their dream. And others simply, they just watched or listened. I just finished watching the movie 42. Finally got a chance to see that with Jackie Robinson. What a great story. What a great story to be such a barrier breaker as he was. And so number one is you have to have a dream. And two, once you get that dream, you're going to have to fight for that dream, because life is going to take you through many twists and turns. I know this firsthand. You can have the dream which looks perfect on paper, but living it in real life is going to be a challenge. So one of the other stories was a quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson, as many of you may or may not know, is not a prototypical quarterback in terms of what the NFL looks for in quarterbacks. Typically someone that's 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", that could see over those big defensive linemen. And Russell's 5'11". So he doesn't, number one, he doesn't fit the size and stature of a typical quarterback, right? And so he was sharing the story of his dad and some of the principles that his dad espoused in him and how he gave him principles on playing the game and learning and practice and preparation. And you will hear one of Russell's saying today is preparation creates separations. But here's this guy's story. He has a dream of playing in the NFL. But guess what? Nobody called. Right, he went number three in the draft. He was picked over, you know, he went number 75 in the third round. I mean, that's tough on a dream. And so you'll find times in your life where nobody's going to call, or you're not going to have those deals that you thought you had, or you're not going to have that opportunity. Whatever it is that you are a believer, you write the song, nobody publishes. You write a book, nobody publishes it. You paint a painting, nobody buys it. What do? Do you let go of the dream, or do you hold on to the dream? And you will find one of the commonalities with many of the players that you listen to is that most of them know that you have to fight like the Dickens to keep your dream, right? You really like that word, the Dickens, right? So you got to fight and fight and fight in order to have the chance to reach your dream. And that's what it's really about, right? It's about finding what it is that drives you. What's your passion? What would you just do all day and all night, and if you didn't require money, would just do it anyway? You've got to find that, because that dream requires the passion. The passion is what drives that dream and opportunity. And I can remember as a little boy dreaming of being success, dreaming of being rich, dreaming of having fancy houses and cars. And that was a 180 from where my life was. But I kept on dreaming it. I kept on believing it, and I wouldn't give up on that, right? And it would take many, many years in my life before I could experience even parts of what I dreamed. But you know what? It did come. 10, 20 years later, it came. But it was tough to hold on. So it's really about finding, you know, finding that dream and then hold on to it and never let it go.
And you've got people in your life that will help you reach your dream, and then you got people in your life that will do things to keep you from dream. I call them dream stealers. You know, just people that will come to your life, and they'll steal your dream. You share your dream with them, they'll steal it. You know, and I don't mean steal it and run off with it. I mean, they just will steal it and take the energy and the life out of you that you are believing to accomplish your dream. So number one is really finding what that dream is, right? Many of these players started very young, and they found that they had a dream to play in the NFL. One of the great stories, and I would encourage you to go and listen to this story, and this is a story of Derek Coleman. I believe he's number 40, I believe. Correct me on that, for the Seattle Seahawks. Very interesting story. Talk about a dream. Here's a young man at age 3 was deaf, okay, lost his hearing at age 3, and had the dream to play football, okay? Now, anybody that understands the sport of football know what an impossibility that looks like on the surface, because you got to be able to hear, right? You got to hear the plays. You got to hear the audibles. You got to hear the calls. You got to hear the whistle. And here's a guy who has a desire, a dream, to play in the NFL. And what happened? People didn't pick him growing up in Little League. When he tried out for teams, coaches didn't know how to talk to him. And he just struggled. But he never quit. He never gave up. He found his dream, and he was willing to fight for it. Even when in 2012, when he was in the draft, no one called his name. You know, the Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks, the 2013-2014 Seahawks, are full of players who went undrafted for what was termed as late-round draft. So for those who are not familiar with it, you get first-round drafts. Those are usually the most preferred players out of the bunch, out of the litter, if you will. And then when you get later into those rounds, those are players that the teams or coaches have looked over because they don't have a particular profile, skill set, or whatever that team or the NFL may be looking for. And so the Seahawks players are what I call a lot of unsung heroes because, you know, Sherman, who was by Richard Sherman, number 25 for the Seattle Seahawks, you know, has over 20-something interceptions this year, right? So, but he went in the 5th round. Right, another great quarterback. One of the greatest quarterbacks to suit up is Tom Brady, 5th round pick. So sometimes you find yourself, you know, having to believe what others don't believe in you. And now Derek Coleman is now a player on the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. What a great story. And everybody, I mean, I know that many of you may be listening. You've got some great stories. Maybe you had a dream, and no one calls, and people overlooked you, and you didn't get picked, but you went on to do great things. I think if you talk to people, many in the technology industry, these are people that basically no one played with growing up. Because these were not athletes. These were not politicians. These were outcast kids that grew up, and now technology rules the world, right? So having that dream, locating that dream, number 2, fighting for that dream, and 3, you got to believe in yourself when nobody else believes in you. When no one else is calling and no one else is picking you, you got to believe in yourself. You know, I learned that many times throughout my career that I had to believe in myself. There was time where I had success and no one called, right? Or I helped organize and create something and thought that would be my momentum. Nothing ever happened. So there's just times on your course of your journey, your dream, and your business, and your life, and your relationships, it just seems like no one wants to pick you. I'm that kid on the team that nobody wants me to play. But you hold on to your dream. And whether it takes a lifetime to achieve your dream, it is so worth it. So I want to encourage you today to really take some time, if you don't already, is write down things you want to fight. And my next point here, maybe I'll give you the next point, we'll go back and make the point of writing it down. But the next point is you've got to identify what your dream is. One of the things, it's not just your passion, but you've also got to identify what are my gifts, my talents, and my abilities. Because I believe that what comes with your dream is the God-given gift, talents, and abilities to accompany that dream. And so one of the things you have to sit down, and I just did this recently again, is sit down and write down, what do I see as my gift? Because you may surprise yourself at things you take for granted that is a gift that can help you power your dream. Maybe you have a gift to communicate. Maybe you have the gift to create. Maybe you have the gift to design, to see things in three dimensions. When you look at some of the things we enjoy that other people create, movies and designs, cars and software, and all things we enjoy as consumers, it comes out of someone's gift, talents, and abilities. And that's different than a skill set. You know, we talk a lot about people's skill set and what their experience is. Skills can be taught. Experience can be accumulated. But a gift is something that you just have. You can just put a mic in front of you and you know how to talk. You have that gift. Another person has to go to school and learn how to speak, but you can do it naturally. That's called a gift. You don't have to, you don't need a class for that. You just have it. So really identifying, what are your gifts? What are the things that you just do naturally? I remember 10 years old and being in church, and I would get picked every time to read hymns and psalms and so forth. And I really didn't like it because I didn't. I was uncomfortable standing in front of people. But someone recognized that I could read. I had a gift to articulate words, which is why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. And as a result of that, that helped my gift develop. Right? So many of you have gifts. Your children have gifts. Help your kids, you know, if your parents, develop those gifts, because you can see things in them that they can't see in themselves. So really writing that down and figuring out, what is it that I do very well in terms of finding what your destiny is, what your dream, and what that vision is, because then you create sort of a package. And then where are the opportunities? You know, sometimes you got to start in very small places. I call you got to think big in small places. And if you want to reach your dream, maybe if you want to be the biggest mortgage guy in the world, you got to start with a small mortgage company and work your way up. You got to think back to Russell Wilson. You got to think about his progression. Here he was, third round draft choice, picked 75 in the third round, and he was not picked to be a starting quarterback. He was picked to be a backup quarterback to the starter. He goes in camp. So now all of a sudden he goes into camp and he's prepared himself. He's studying and he's learning. He's preparing. His opportunity comes. He does so well that Coach Pete Carroll calls him in and says, "You're now the starting quarterback." Right. So now all of a sudden he's starting. He's starting the show. Amazing. Right. So he goes from there. Then he's got the team with help. The team with a winning record. Now they're divisional winners. Now they go to play the NFC Championship. They win that game, and now here they are in the Super Bowl. What a great story. And I've talked to guys in the past that have been to Super Bowl in the past, meaning Seahawks. I've talked to guys that played on NBA championships and so forth. It's a great, awesome achievement in one's life. You know, what's your Super Bowl? If they were giving out rings, what would you get as a ring? What would it be your Super Bowl? Would it be to have an art on display at the Guggenheim Museum? What would be your Super Bowl? You have to determine that. What would be your legacy? What would be the crowning point to your dream? So you're not just running aimlessly out there, but, you know, I always say, I want to be the Michael Jordan of real estate. I want to be the Tiger Woods of real estate. So you put a mark up there so you know the standard by which you want to achieve your goals, your vision, and your dream. So we're talking about protecting that dream, finding that dream, protecting that dream and succeeding. And so it's just exciting to be able to really look back on life and realize, and I talk about the importance of dreams in my book, From Here to There, and Ryan, you can get that on Amazon, or if you're an e-book reader, you can get on Amazon Kindle, and we'll have it on Barnes & Noble here just within a couple weeks or so. So easy to get, easy to read. And for my older listeners, I even got it in big print. So no way not to to read it and enjoy it. So it's really about finding the dream, fighting for that dream, following that dream, understanding the gifts and talents and abilities you've been given to help power that dream, believing in yourself until someone else comes along that'll believe in you, right? Because sometimes it takes a while. You know, if you think about the late Nelson Mandela, 27 years in a South African prison before he could achieve his dream. You think back Barack Obama, you know, born to a, you know, family and then raised by a single mother, becomes president of the nation on the planet. And, you know, those things are possible. And many people have great stories. And we tend to focus on people with a paved road life, sometimes I call it, born in the royal family or your family's already well-established and rich. It makes it much easier to go after your dream. Not only guarantee you're going to get it, but it certainly makes it much easier. But those broken dream stories of where people have had to come from and what they've had to work through, you know, maybe your parents died or, you know, spouse, you know, died, and it just affected the life to be able to reach the dream that you want. So my encouragement today is to find that dream, find that vision, locate it, empower it, and maybe you've had a dream and you put it away. Maybe life took a couple of turns and, you know, you left the dream at the left turn, right? Go back and get it. I want to encourage you to go back and get it. Go back and think about what you used to lay awake and dream about. It's not too late. It's never too late. As long as you are vertical, as long as you're breathing, as long as you got life, then you have a chance to reach your dream. Ray Kroc was 54 years old when he created the McDonald's franchise. 54. Most people be starting to look at retirement. Here he is starting to create a McDonald's franchise. I always talk about the Colonel, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was 63 when he drove around the country selling his fried chicken recipes to restaurants. 63, right? So don't let age be a factor, right? If you're listening to me and you're in your 20s, you got time. Don't waste the time, but you got time. You're in your 30s, you got time. You're in your 40s, you got time. You're in your 50s, you got time. You're in your 60s, you got time. You're in your 70s, you got time. So use the time, redeem the time, and make that dream be real. You'll be much more satisfied at the end of your days. The worst thing in your life that you get to is the end of your days and you have those regrets, that you regret that you didn't go back to school, that you didn't start that business, that you didn't paint that painting, that you didn't climb that mountain, that you didn't run that marathon, that you didn't do it. You made excuses and you didn't do it. And you live a life of regrets. And let me just tell you, you compromise your ability to have a legacy if you live a life of regrets. When I'm done, I will have no regrets because I would have tried it and I would have done it all. I may not be the greatest radio host, but I enjoy doing this show. I enjoy creating something that I can look back on and say, hey, wasn't the greatest at it, but I had to do it. And I was able to do it. And so I would just want to encourage you again, I can't say it enough, is to really spend some time to write down what you're good at, what your gifts are, and really what your passions are, and really look at that. And talk to friends. If you've got people that you can trust that are in your inner circle, talk to them about what your dream was. Talk to another dreamer, because one dreamer recognizes another dreamer. Don't talk to people that don't have a dream. They won't help you. But talk to people. Right? Talk to someone that has a dream. So that's our show today. I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl and festivities and fun, and may the best team win. And from us in the Northwest and Seattle, of course, we want the Seahawks to go and be champions. But I want to wish you all a great week, and make sure to tell a friend to download the show. We've had a couple technical difficulties with some of the audio, and we'll get that fixed. But tell a friend to download Head of the House. Follow us on Facebook at Head of the House. Also, you can catch me on Twitter, LHRES, at Twitter. And have a great week. And you've been listening to another edition of Head of the House.
You have been listening to Head of the House. Join us each week for more dynamic conversation, motivation, and education to move you forward on the journey that is life. Contact us at houseboss@live.com or like us on Facebook at Head of the House Media or on Twitter at HouseBossTweets.